Welcome back to Carolina Journal Radio. I'm Mitch Kokai. A Fayetteville man is now leading the federal government department that focuses on veterans issues. During a recent U.S. Senate confirmation hearing, Robert Wilkie discussed his goals for the job. He started by reminding senators about his long history with veterans.
Our high school was about three blocks away from the Fayetteville Veterans Hospital. And every day on our way to and from high school, we would see a sign outside the Veterans Hospital that says that the price of freedom is visible here.
That's not the only way in which Robert Wilkie has encountered the military and its veterans.
I've been privileged to experience military life from many angles. As the son of a gravely wounded combat soldier, as an officer, as a senior leader in the Pentagon, including leading the reform of the Defense Health Agency, and for 8 weeks as the acting secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. My modest military service was inspired by my ancestors. I walked the field of Shiloh with my great-grandfather, Colonel Abram Somerville. As a young captain of field artillery, he witnessed thousands perish in a matter of minutes in the battle of the Meuse-Argonne in 1918. In the short time that I was privileged to know him, he impressed upon me the cost paid by ordinary Americans caught up in the incommunicable experience of war.
Wilkie also brought his story close to home.
My own life changed when my father returned from his second combat tour in Vietnam. I was seven when we received the word that he had been terribly wounded. When he came home after almost a year in Army hospitals, he weighed less than half of what he did when he left. I watched the agonizing recovery, and that experience was on my mind when I was asked to come to VA.
Shortly after taking on the top Veterans Affairs job on an interim basis, Wilkie started touring facilities and meeting with staffers.
It was clear to me that the veterans population is changing faster than we realize. For the first time in over 40 years, half of our veterans are now under the age of 65. Of America's 20 million veterans, 10% are now women. The new generation is computer savvy and demands 21st century service, service that is quick, diverse, and close to home. For the VA to thrive as an integrated healthcare network, it must be agile and adaptive. But more importantly, I experienced what can and will never be duplicated in the private sector. And that is the communal aspect of VAs. What does that mean? It means that when our veterans walk into any VA facility, they converse with men and women who speak the unique language of military service.
That's Robert Wilkie of Fayetteville. He's now leading the federal government department that oversees Veterans Affairs. Wilkie has definite goals for improving that department.
First, improve the culture. Offer world-class customer service. Second, improve access to care through implementation of the Mission Act and transformative IT modernization, such as electronic health records programs. Reduce the backlog of claims and payments. And finally, business transformation, including reform of our human resources system. Mr. Chairman, the prime directive is customer service. When an American veteran comes to VA, it is not up to him to employ a team of lawyers to get VA to say yes. It is up to VA to get the veteran to yes, and that is customer service. Many of the issues I encountered as acting secretary were not with the quality of medical care, but with getting our veterans through the door to reach that care. Those problems are both administrative and bureaucratic. Alexander Hamilton said that the true test of a good government is its aptitude and tendency to produce a good administration. And that is where VA must go. The new electronic health record system is the first step to modernize VA. It modernizes our appointment system. It is also the template to get us started on the road to automate disability claims and our payment claims, particularly to our providers in rural America and those who administer emergency care. More importantly, the interoperability of the new electronic health record system will connect VA to the DOD, private doctors, and private pharmacies to create a continuum of care and organize health care around the veterans' needs. This is also our opportunity to turn the corner and be an industry leader on opioid abuse intervention and suicide prevention.
Better customer service is a key goal for Wilkie. It's not the only goal.
Business transformation, to standardize our policies and procedures across the integrated service networks, is also essential if we are to move past the mid-1990s compartmentalized model and give power to the professionals closest to our veterans. This means reforming human resources to give those same people more leeway to manage their budgets and recruit, retain, and relocate the staff they need to serve veterans. Transformation also means entering into more robust partnerships with our state and local communities to address veteran homelessness that particularly plagues our Vietnam veterans who also suffer the highest rate of suicide.
Wilkie also explained that he's not going to be able to rely on excuses if he and his staff fail to make the necessary changes.
Mr. Chairman, as Secretary Mattis said when this Congress passed a $700 billion defense budget, there are no more excuses. You and the ranking member have infused VA with a $200 billion budget. You have passed the Accountability Act to shake up complacency, and you have passed the Mission Act to bring institutional VA, community care, and caregivers closer together. The future now is up to the department.
Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia chairs the committee overseeing veterans issues. He aimed some questions at Wilkie.
Now, when you say customer service to a veteran, tell me what customer service to a veteran means to you.
Customer service, Mr. Chairman, means that before the veteran walks into the door of the VA, he has already been greeted through schedulers, through medical professionals, with Americans who are ready to serve him. I noted that in some of the debates that this committee had, the greatest problem that you all saw was actually getting the veteran through the door. I have no doubt that VA provides some of the finest care in America, but I also understand that getting to that care is something that the leadership of the Veterans Affairs Department has to focus in on like a laser beam. World-class customer service is the key. And that ties into something that you and I talked about in your office, and that goes to human resource management. The first people our veterans contact are usually the schedulers. VA has had a hard time keeping those schedulers. Train them, and then they often leave. I do believe that it's incumbent on the Secretary of VA to have long discussions with the Office of Personnel Management to make sure that the Secretary and those who work for him have the ability to adjust pay scales so that people who are there at the very ground level when a veteran comes to work or comes to be seen, treat him respectfully and stay in that job and learn what it means to talk to our veterans.
That's Robert Wilkie of Fayetteville, recently tapped to lead the federal government's cabinet-level Department of Veterans Affairs. We'll return with more Carolina Journal Radio in a moment.